Now, I'm excited to have a country music legend on the phone with me here this morning, Mr. Mo Bandy. Mo, thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
My pleasure. Good to be talking with you.
Well, Mo, you're going to be in our neck of the woods here, actually, 1 month from today, April the 18th. You're going to be doing a show down at the Amish Country Theater in Berlin.
Yes, and I'm very excited about that. I haven't been that part of the country in a while, and we're really looking forward to that.
Well, we're excited to meet you down there and have a good night of country music with you. So have you been down? You say maybe it's been a little while, but you've been down into Amish country before.
I have years ago. It's been several years, but I played all around that part of the country and love the folks. Good country fans out there, and I love playing there.
Yeah, well, the Amish Country Theater is a great venue to catch a show, so we're looking forward to seeing you down there. Well, you've been playing country music a long, long time, but I've done some reading before that before your country music days, you used to ride the rodeo circuit down in the state of Texas pretty well.
Well, I rode for a while. I wasn't that good at it, and I went got back to music the way I should have been. But I have a brother that followed the rodeo circuit, and he just went in the Bull Riding Hall of Fame. His name is Mike Bandy. And so we were raised around rodeos and country music. My dad played guitar, and my mom played the piano. And we were raised around music and rodeo, and so I'm glad it's a lot safer doing what I do.
Yeah, well, we're glad you chose country music for sure. And one of your early hits, Bandy the Rodeo Clown, if folks were to look that song up and look at the songwriters, they would see a fellow by the name of Sanger Schaefer, and they would also see another country music legend, Lefty Frizzell, helped write that song.
That's right. They call me. My brother was having a real good year in the bull riding that year, and I told Whitey Schaefer, Sanger Schaefer, that I needed a rodeo song. And they called me one night, middle night. I said, "Who is this?" She said, "This Lefty." And I said, "Lefty who?" "Lefty Frizzell, my hero." And he said, "We wrote that song for you." And they wrote Bandy the Rodeo Clown, and I couldn't wait to record it.
Oh, that's a good one for sure. Mo, did you get to know Lefty at all?
I met him, not really. I met him several times, but I really didn't get to know him that well. But we talked several times. The song was climbing up the charts, and he was very excited about it. And but he was my hero.
Well, Mo, you came to Nashville at a time maybe when country music was starting to get away a little bit from the sounds of Lefty Frizzell and all those great traditional country music artists. When you first got to Nashville, did you face any kind of pushback for being more of a traditional country singer?
No, actually, everybody was encouraging me to do it because at the time the country was going a little what we call pop back then. And strings and all the orchestras and all that stuff. And so I come in with just a pure country sound, and it just opened up a slot for me there, and we had really good success for a while.
Oh, yeah, you did. And along with all those great songs that you recorded solo by yourself, you've gotten to work with some talented folks over the years, especially a few lovely ladies. Boy, I enjoy your duet with Becky Hobbs, Let's Get Over Then Together, and Janie Fricke on It's a Cheating Situation. I bet those were fun songs to record together.
They really were. They were fun, and Becky and I did several songs together, Becky Hobbs, and Janie Fricke come in and sang with me on Cheating Situation, and that was Song of the Year in 1979, and we really enjoyed it. And I also had a song with Judy Bailey, Following the Feeling, and which was a big record for us. And so I enjoyed that. I really did. And then, of course, I recorded with Joe Stampley, and we had some very good success in that.
Yeah, that was my next question for you. You guys did record a couple albums together, I think. How did your collaborations with Joe, how did that come about?
We were doing a tour of Europe. We was over in Europe. And Joe and I got to talking, and we had dinner, and we're just visiting. And he said, Mo and Joe, that sound like Waylon and Willie. And Joe's piano player, Ainsley Fleetwood, was with us. And a few days later, he come up and said, I wrote that song. And we said, what song? He said, for you and Joe. And it was Good Old Boys. And, of course, we recorded that, and the record company, we were both on the same label, and they just took off with it.
Well, that was a great song. You guys had a lot of great songs together, and I saw on your website you guys still occasionally do some shows together.
We do. Joe and I work shows every once in a while together, not a whole lot, but we still do some, and it's fun. It's still got the crazy songs that we do, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, and another thing I see that you've been a part of that sounds like fun the last few years is the big country music cruise, and it looks like you're going to be a part of that again next February.
That's one of my favorite things to do. I love the country music cruise. It's got all the entertainers on there, and we all get to visit with each other and see each other's shows. And it's just really a fun time for me. And I've been on quite a few of them over the years, and coming up next year again. And man, I can't wait.
Well, I see on your website, mobandy.com, folks can get on there and get yourselves some tickets to be a part of the cruise. And I'll tell you what, my wife has talked about wanting to do a cruise for a few years now, and that's one I could get behind real quick.
Well, that one, if you're a country music fan, that everybody on the boat is a country fan, so or entertainer, one of the two. So it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, along with Mo, next February, the 7th through the 14th, folks like Flint Black and the Bellamy Brothers, Neil McCoy, Wynonna, going to be all kinds of great music, it looks like, down there on the country cruise next year. And well, Mo, thank you so much for talking with us today, and tickets are on sale now. As I said earlier, Mo, 1 month from today, going to be playing down at the Amish Country Theater. That is Saturday, April the 18th, 7 o'clock. Mo's going to take the stage. And, boy, you might as well just make a weekend out of it. Come down Friday, see the sights in Amish Country, and cap it all off with a good night of country music down in Berlin with Mo Bandy. Well, Mo, thank you so much once again for talking with me, and I wish you safe travels as you make your way around the country.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm really looking forward to coming over there and doing the show. We're going to have fun.
Yes, we will. We'll see you down there. Thanks.
Thank you very much.